For Texas Tech Public Media, I'm Casey Ellingson. The one-dose Johnson & Johnson shot was seen as the answer to vaccinating certain populations against COVID-19. College students, soon to be on summer break, were one of those groups. But now, use of that vaccine has been paused after reports of serious blood clots. As Texas Tech Public Media's Sarah Self-Walbrook reports, one provider in Lubbock that's going straight to a university campus to get shots in arms had to pivot this week.
Mia Jaffer-Begovich doesn't like needles. Still, the sophomore at Texas Tech University signed up for the first on-campus COVID-19 vaccine clinic earlier this month.
A little burn.
Okay. I just
maybe
won't look at it.
A little bit
the soreness is a bit, like, this is not going to hurt that much.
Jaffer-Begovich waits in a dim room with soothing music. Sitting for the required 15 minutes in case of an allergic reaction, she reflects on why she got the shot. Earlier this year, she tested positive for the coronavirus.
My family all had it together, and the way it affected us wasn't very fun, and I know I didn't want to go through that again.
As a student, Jaffer-Begovich got a taste of the college experience before the university ended in-person classes last spring.
No more school for like the rest of the year, and like it all went so downhill ever since that.
But even after returning to campus, Jaffer-Begovich says it's not the same, and she's ready to get back to normal. It's why she signed up for the first COVID-19 vaccine available to her, the Johnson & Johnson shot. Through a partnership with Lubbock-based grocery chain United Supermarkets, she was among 1,200 students, staff, and faculty at the university to get the one-and-done vaccine that day.
There seems to be a demand for that, especially in this demographic. It makes sense for college-age kiddos to come out once and get this done.
That's Tim Purser, the director of pharmacies for United Supermarkets. He says it took a lot of planning to get the vaccination opportunity up and running in the United Supermarkets arena on the Texas Tech campus. When the Johnson & Johnson shot became more widely available,
schedule filled up within a couple days,
which is exactly what experts hoped for. Dr. Craig Rhine with Covenant Health says especially in cities like Lubbock, younger people will be a key demographic on the way to herd immunity. College-age people were a driving force behind community spread of the virus last year. Still, Ryan says multiple surveys have found some vaccine resistance among 18 to 24-year-olds.
But what our college-age students need to know is, and I can't emphasize this strongly enough, the fastest road to normal is vaccination.
Ryan encourages people to get whatever vaccine is available to them. But those options got fewer this week when federal officials ordered a pause of Johnson & Johnson vaccinations. Of around 7 million doses given, 6 women between the ages of 18 and 48 have reported a rare but serious blood clot after getting that vaccine. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is analyzing data to figure out what's next for the vaccine. At Texas Tech, they also had to figure out what's next for the on-campus vaccine clinic. It's the latest challenge for the university's COVID-19 coordinator, Meredith Imes.
One of the common words for the pandemic with me is pivot, because things change and they can be different and look different day to day.
She anticipated giving hundreds of more Johnson & Johnson shots during the clinic held every Thursday. For now, recipients will get a first dose of the Moderna vaccine instead. Imes hopes that change doesn't deter anyone from getting the two-dose shot, especially students.
I think that they understand that one of the quickest and easiest ways to go back to the things that they love is by getting this vaccine.
A day after the Johnson & Johnson shot was halted, I checked back in with Jaffer-Begovich. She says she wishes the possible side effect was caught sooner, but she's keeping an eye out for symptoms and understands that the risks are pretty minimal. I'm Sarah Self-Walbrick in Lubbock.